Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
On February 28, 2023, the city of Saldanha sent a letter of agreement with Smart Growth America to host and participate in the Alaska Complete Streets Academy. The Academy is a technical assistance and peer learning program funded by a cooperative agreement from the Centers for Disease Control. The Complete Streets program partners local jurisdictions with state departments of transportation to attend the 30-hour Academy. Participants learn about Complete Streets best practices and collaborate to plan and install a quick-build street safety demonstration project on an Alaskan highway. The City of Saldanha's demonstration project will take place at the Birch Street and Sterling Highway intersection. The goal of the project is to improve safety for pedestrians and non-motorized users as they attempt to cross the highway during the busy summer months. The city was offered a grant in the amount of $10,000 from the Smart Growth America for the design and implementation for the Quick Build temporary demonstration project. The project will be completed this summer, and the award will be used to reimburse city expenses. The Alaska State Troopers responded to a report of a home invasion and sexual assault by an unknown perpetrator in the Saldanha area on June 11th. An investigation revealed the suspect bypassed a locked door at an apartment and began sexually assaulting the victim while they slept. When the victim awakened and confronted the suspect, he left the apartment. Later that same day, a second victim called in to report a similar experience, describing the same suspect entering their unlocked apartment on the opposite side of Saldanha. The suspect fled after being confronted by the awakened victim. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation began an investigation into the reports. Investigators determined that Michael Ingersoll, age 35, of Wasilla, was the perpetrator of the sexual assaults. Investigators in Saldanha, Anchorage, and the Matsu Valley began searching for Ingersoll. On June 14th, the Anchorage Police Department located Ingersoll in the Anchorage area. However, he eluded in a vehicle. On June 15th, troopers determined that Ingersoll had fled to Bethel and then on to Hooper Bay. Troopers based in Hooper Bay located Ingersoll at 6 p.m. on June 16th and arrested him without incident. He'll be remanded to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center on an outstanding arrest warrant and new charges of sexual assault 2, sexual assault 3, burglary, and felony eluding. The Alaska State Troopers would like to thank the Saldanha Police Department, Anchorage Police Department, and Hooper Bay VPSO for their assistance in the search and investigation. Investigators believe that Ingersoll may have additional victims that have not yet reported to law enforcement. If you have additional information that will aid investigators, please contact the Alaska State Troopers at 907-262-4453 in Saldanha and reference case number AK-230-58989. Those details are posted on the story at RadioKenai.com. The Open for Summer Camp initiative was proposed by the Rasmussen Foundation in 2021 to support youth programs affected by the pandemic. As it became clear that the ongoing assistance was necessary, the initiative was expanded to ensure that quality experiences remain available and accessible to young people throughout the state of Alaska. This year, the Alaska Community Foundation and Rasmussen Foundation worked together to maintain the initiative and provide safe and well-staffed environments for young people in Alaska. Nonprofits, tribal groups, faith-based organizations, and local governments are all eligible to receive funds from the program. 57 camps were awarded $950,000 through the initiative this year. Over $77,000 were awarded to Kenai Peninsula organizations. The Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula for inspirational and innovative summer camps. For the Challenger Learning Center of Alaska, Summer Academies 2023. The Hospice of the Central Peninsula, they'll have a Camp Mendehart for 2023. Pier 1 Theater in Homer, their Pier 1 Youth Theater. The Solovia Village Tribe for their Tribe's Culture Camps and the Study to boost their summer camp programs. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.